Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on over to a special episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I had enough of you guys actually write me, DM me, everything over on Twitter to tell me, Matt, when are you going to cover the LA riots? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am doing it right now. I'm going to bring to you the latest and the greatest of everything that's going on over inside of LA. So stand by and strap in. I hope you're ready. I'm going to go ahead and let everybody roll in here for just a sec while I roll this video. I hope you guys can tell by that video just kind of where this is about to go tonight. Now, the National Guard, the California National Guard, an infantry unit, has been deployed. It's fallen under Title 10 orders, which means falling. Well, there's a lot that goes into it, but basically the federal government's taking control of them, and they're going to be used to being protecting federal property. From what I've seen, they're not out on the streets breaking up riots or doing anything of that nature. So if that's something that you've heard, that's just simply not true. You also have Border Patrol agents. You have state police, the California Highway Patrol, that's actually came in and broken up a massive riot that's out on the street. And we've got just basically a ton of stuff that's on fire. Now, I'm going to let you guys know before I even get into this that I have one firm belief before we get into all of the meat and potatoes of everything that's going on. And that firm belief is I don't give two craps if the locals inside of LA choose to burn their city down. What they are riding over is they're riding over federal law enforcement officers going in and freaking arresting illegal immigrants here in the United States. Illegal aliens, not immigrants, illegal aliens. Fox McCloud says Tex-Mex is superior to authentic. Oh, God, no. Fox, stop, man. Why you gotta say shit like that, man? All right, so to give you an idea on why I say just go ahead and let it burn down, I'm going to open up to you, Representative Maxine Waters. Representative Maxine Waters is actually on the scene. Now, the National Guard ended up getting deployed last night, ended up landing on the ground. Then I'll show you all of those videos. But I want to show you what Maxine Waters had to say. This is her. Get ready for it, because she's over here shouting at National Guard troops that just got on the ground to help out the freaking city of L.A. that's burning to the ground right now.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot some kid who's afraid of you and run? You going to shoot an elected official? If you shoot me, you better shoot straight. I don't know why you're in my city. You did the governor was not contacted. This is Trump and his outrageous attempt to not only target our sanctuary city, but to frighten us and intimidate us. This is wrong, and I hope that none of you will use those guns to shoot anybody. There's no reason to shoot anybody.
She says there's no reason to shoot anybody. Oh, buddy, I got some freaking news for you, number one. Number two, she didn't invite him in. You're right. You're right. Trump absolutely did. And what are they doing? They're guarding federal property. And for those that don't know, whether or not it's California National Guard, Oregon National Guard, Idaho, I don't give a shit. If it's a state with a National Guard, they get sent through the United States Army, like the big army, not the National Guard, but the big army. And in order for the states to do that, they end up saying that if the president calls them up, that they get to get used in an active duty capacity. So when they end up falling under that Title 10, that's exactly what we're talking about. So the federal government decided that they're going to use those National Guard troops to protect federal property. So she's not out there on the streets complaining about the National Guard troops doing things over inside the city, just for context. Now, I want you to hear this of what she says right here. I want you to listen, because there's two videos I'm about to play that are going to follow up behind it. There's no reason, none, to shoot anybody.
You will use those guns to shoot anybody. There's no reason.
No reason.
To shoot anybody.
No reason.
Don't allow them to make your service in a service where you're killing people.
No reason to shoot anybody, she says. No reason. Is that necessarily true? Well, I'm going to let you guys go ahead and decide. Fox McCloud coming in 2-1. Phoenix, he comes in gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. And Husky Ninja Fishing, welcome to becoming a true supporter, buddy. Welcome on over to the dark side. It's going to change your life if you haven't already became one. Now, you guys, she did. You heard her say that there's no reason to shoot anybody. None. No reason. Maybe this one. don't know. How you guys feel about that? Do you feel like throwing explosive devices at federal officers or at any law enforcement officer is a reason to get shot? What do you guys think about that? I personally think that that's a pretty damn good reason to get shot. You can cause serious bodily injury or death by what this gentleman did. Here you go. Peaceful, ladies and gentlemen. They are peaceful. Now, don't get me wrong. I've got other peaceful clips that are coming up. But Maxine Waters is sitting there saying there's no reason for them to have to use their firearms. My flippin' butt. What a crock of shit. And you're going to determine how big of a crock of crap that statement was as we begin to progress through all of these different videos. Soul says California is getting redder. Won't be long until California is freed from illegals and corrupt Democrats. Well, that's exactly what they're fighting against right now. They're fighting against the federal government. They're trying to make it so that, illegal immigrants in their sanctuary city get to stay there. That's what they are. Now, what about this one? What about this one, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think about this video? Listen to this, gentlemen.
I'm not crossing the line. I'm not touching you. Don't put your hand up. You're not tough without that shit on, bitch. Ah, shut the fuck up. Time for that. Come on. We got another one. Fuck, don't call me sir, bitch. Shut the fuck up, pussy. I'm gonna kill you tonight, bitch. Look, you.
What was that? Say that again for me one more time.
I'm gonna kill you tonight, bitch.
Oh, that's what I thought he said. I'm gonna kill you tonight, B.
Pussy, I'm gonna kill you tonight, bitch. Look, you.
No reason for these officers to have to fear for their lives. No reason for the National Guard to have freaking rifles on them when they're out there, as if they might have to defend themselves. I just showed you two primary reasons why they need to be armed and why they might need to defend themselves. Tom Bones coming in with five. He says, stupid people doing stupid things, and it's not a Florida man or woman this time. Yeah, that's true. That mummified raisin doesn't even know what the hell she's talking about. I know. That's why I showed these videos immediately following her statement, because her statement was so, like, matter of fact, as if everybody's peaceful and that nobody needs to get shot. Well, she's just dead ass wrong. Belcher Colton coming in, becoming a true supporter. Welcome to the club, my friend. Good to have you on here. Let's see what else this man has to say.
Dude, pussy, get the fuck out of here. All you motherfuckers. Stupid ass motherfuckers came out to my hood, nigga. You got me fucked up. You guys think you're the shit? Oh, you got your AR now? What, you got a holographic sight, a couple fucking lights on it? You're not cool, bitch. You're not tactical, motherfucker. I'll still take you down. Give me a second, I'll take all you.
That's what we call communicating a threat, ladies and gentlemen. That's called communicating a threat. And this is the reason why those people are still doing it. And you're going to see several other portions in this video, like in this live stream that we're about to go over, where law enforcement officers are quite literally failing to do their jobs. There you had a man just threaten to kill somebody, and they didn't do a damn thing about it. It's not legal to threaten to kill a law enforcement officer, period. And they just let that knucklehead get away with it. Let's keep listening.
Down one by one. I've tested. Put me to the test. I've done it. It's not my first rodeo. You guys think you're cool, bro? Fuck all you bitch ass niggas, dude. Swear to God. I'm gonna let everybody know you guys are all out here trying to be cool, trying to be tough. You got your cowboy hat on, it's cold out here. Pussy, take it off. You don't need it. I know you're from Arizona, you stupid motherfucker. You're on the wrong side of town, bitch. What the fuck are you doing here? Get out of here, Mr. Kim. You fucking cowboy ass motherfucker, you're on the wrong side. All you guys are. Look at you. You're a fucking disgrace, bro. All you guys are a disgrace.
Watch yourself.
Fucking pussy ass motherfuckers. Look at these guys, dude. They're all mixed up, dude.
Now, what do y'all think the probability is? I'm just going to ask percentage-wise. You know what? No, I'm just going to run a poll. Is there a reason based on the evidence I have presented so far for law enforcement to have to use lethal force? I'm just curious. Just based off of what you guys have seen, is there a reason for law enforcement to have to use lethal force? And we're just going to keep running through a couple of these different videos and show you exactly what's going on the ground. Here's another great example of, I don't know, some pissed off, really non-violent people that are on the streets over inside of LA. D-Rock says, which squiggly head is red? Seen in footage, there is an organization of 60 NGOs in the area that are platform for thus domestic terrorists. Yeah, you're right. A lot of these things end up being organized. Now, I haven't dug into who organized this one in particular, but I promise there's going to be some NGOs behind it. We saw that crap during the BLM movement and everything else. Let's go listen to this gentleman and see what he has to say.
people, tell your mama how you proud of rallying people and taking them in. What crime did they make? What crime did they commit? Nothing. I'm sure you're proud, bitch. All these motherfuckers are KKK. It's corruption. Look at that. This is brand new motherfucker. So proud of standing so tall.
Look at that comment. This is so unfair. It's so unfair. We can't burn the city down. Wait till you see the amount of shit that I found that's on fire in LA today. We're just getting warmed up. Oh, I'm about to go over the 101. They did a pretty good job out there. Oh, Colton, you're always welcome in the Nanner Gang, bud. Now, I'm going to throw this out here. This is how these vehicles entering into town started. And I definitely have a how it went video once they were in there. Now, as we're going through it, I want to let you guys know that not everything going on in LA is violent, but there is a huge chunk of them that are. I'm seeing people put out on the internet that it is just a tiny small portion of those that are in LA that are being violent. So I figured I would find the one non-violent video that I could, because that's all I could find of non-violence, and share that with you. So enjoy this non-violent video. It's not that they're not violent, it's that the police haven't showed up to challenge them yet, and they've been blocking the street. Imagine that. And here they have their little defensive wall set up against all the little pepper balls and all the tear gas and things like that the cops are about to be thrown at them. Salty Canadian says, this is violent. Setting electric cars on fire is pretty much making a bomb. The lithium-ion batteries will explode if not properly put out. You are absolutely correct by that. And just to stand reason or pull, is there reason based on the evidence for law enforcement to have to use deadly force? Absolutely there is. There's 25% of you that don't understand that throwing explosive devices at law enforcement officers for some reason shouldn't constitute deadly force, but believe it or not, the way the law is written, it absolutely does constitute deadly force, and I'm surprised nobody ended up freaking dropping one of those suckers. So yeah, take a good look at the screen, because this is the nonviolent video that I was able to find. And as you can see, they barricaded the street off, giving themselves just a little bit of protection. And the reason it's nonviolent in that area is because the cops who are on the other side of the street, all the way over here, have yet to go in. That's the reason that is a nonviolent video. But they're staged, and clearly they're being antagonistic, running their little things. Now, they're also setting up outside of the LA City Hall, getting ready for things to go down. Currently, they have barricaded themselves outside of LA City Hall. Yeah. And you guys can see that the police are standing back, shooting less than lethal munitions, shooting like, what do you call those things? Those little freaking like plastic grenades at them and everything else. But police ended up actually going in. Now, this, believe it or not, is actually who I believe to be LAPD finally doing their damn job. Because I've got videos of you guys coming up here in a little bit of the LAPD literally backing down. Somebody says Maidan. No, this is not Maidan. This is nothing even close to Maidan. This is legitimate law enforcement activity, and you have people that are attempting to stop federal agents from enforcing federal law. If you don't like the federal law, then change the federal law. You don't riot in the streets and do all of the crap that I'm about to show you because you don't like the federal law. It's been law for a very long period of time. The fact that nobody's enforced it, that's not my problem. If you don't like it, vote and get it changed. Tom Bone says, my brother is a firefighter who teaches classes on how to put out lithium ion battery fires. They do not explode like hand grenades. It's more like a flashbang. Yeah, you're kind of right. However, I burnt a buttload of those lithium batteries. And if you get them to the proper temperature, they will go off like that. Here you go. Look at this idiot squaring off after he gets whacked in the head. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him squaring off. Those people right there are the ones that immediately need to get snatched out of the crowd. Hollywood Marine coming in, dropping some brand new intel. He says that Marines from 2-7 have arrived in an undisclosed location and staged near LA. Well, that's good. Fox McCloud said, did you see the Mexican president threats of mobilization? Dude, let him mobilize. For what? Because we're kicking his people out of the country that don't belong here? And kiss off. Go ahead, mobilize. Lavelle Patton coming in, just donating $2.99. Greatly appreciate you, friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's keep this party rolling. Let's go back and check out some more. Now, some of you guys had mentioned the 101 and what was taking place on it. There was a massive crowd that ended up taking place on the 101. They shut the entire highway down in both directions. It wasn't flowing. Police ended up showing up. The highway patrol ended up showing up to actually open the dang highway again over inside of L.A.
I think that's just smoke. I don't think that's tear gas.
Who knows if it's smoke and or tear gas. Like, you end up deploying it and people end up running for their freaking lives because they end up not knowing the difference. But yeah, he's right. That, to me, looks like white smoke that they ended up kicking out. It tends to kick off a buttload like that, and people wouldn't be getting over there next to it. Either way, all of these people ended up coming out on the highway and going over and riding against them. Tiller comes in, says, arrest, absolutely, but lethal based on those videos is crazy. Also, wave the flag of different country behind a military age male. Go back if you're so proud. Otherwise, you're invading. Tiller, like it or not, friend, it is a lethal force situation. If you throw an explosive device that can cause serious bodily injury or death, like we just saw in that first video I opened up, that is grounds for lethal force. It doesn't have to cause it for it to be that way. All right, but the fact is that those devices do have that potential. Same thing when you're setting freaking buildings on fire and you don't know if those buildings are occupied. If somebody's standing there with a Molotov and they're about to light the freaking thing off and chuck it into a building with people in it, yeah, that's a lethal force situation. The sad part is that law enforcement officers are too damn scared to pull the trigger. It's legal, though. Absolutely. Mace coming in with 20 says, thanks for covering the news. You're welcome, Mace. You're absolutely welcome, bud. And don't worry, I've got more videos coming up of the streets over inside of LA. Now, National Guard, like I said, ended up moving over outside the federal buildings. I somehow have misplaced that last video in the stack. I thought I had more of those coming up. But this is probably, in my opinion, when the police and everybody started fighting back. Like I said, they were going over to guard federal buildings and to make sure that everything stays open for business and that everything's not being torn down. And they came out swinging. And when I say they came out swinging, they came out swinging.
Come on,
Now, it's very clear after watching this video that there's so many dang people, and it's going to take so many more, that all they did in that video was create a buffer zone because they were getting way too close to the building. So they're just trying to maintain a little bit of buffer zone in between everybody, or so it would appear from the videos. D-Rock says the IDF captured the Greta boat, 100% confirmed now. Yeah, I saw the videos on that, not the point of it. I'm going to go over all that crap tomorrow morning on tomorrow morning's stream. But yeah, Greta Thunberg, for those that don't know, ended up getting arrested. A whole boat ended up getting tugged back in, and they ended up saying, what was it? They said that there was less than one humanitarian aid truck worth of aid on that boat. The IDF's going to take it and properly distribute it amongst the people. Yeah, I did read on that a little bit earlier. Christian says, show the live while you talk, brother. And where's your blunder half been? I've been doing good. And you? Other half has actually joined law enforcement, and he is now a certified peace officer in the great state of Texas. Oh, you said blonder half. Yeah, no, I don't have a blonder half anymore. I cut sling load on that.
Oh, he wants a ride.
And this is the issue that I have right here. I want you to take a look at this. Number one, you have cops that are running away. They're not doing their dang job and they're leaving. Maybe they're outnumbered. That's great. But the point where you have people standing in front of their cars and blocking them, and the cops are just kind of like sitting there as people are doing what it is they're doing and not actually doing their job, is the reason that this has gotten as bad as it's gotten. This is the LAPD literally running away from these crowds. That's what's actually taking place right there. James says the protests look like terror. Yeah, they do. They absolutely do. It's organized domestic terrorism. Anything Box says, I made a video on Discord, U.S. border. Thanks, Matt. Keep on speaking the truth. And while we're at this, I do have a special guest that's going to be on the show here in just a little while that's been down to the border and actually embedded in with separate people that were down there. And we're going to be going over why it is the way it is. Now, this video ended up coming in.
Sorry, it's a surreal sight.
What was it? Yeah, yesterday, like late yesterday, talking about CBP agents that were flying in ammunition and equipment, like they are digging in for all this crap to go down. I'm trying to make out what the heck it is that those guys are carrying. It looks like a couple like gray cans and whatnot. That doesn't look like ammo to me. I have no idea what the hell they have inside those things. If any of you guys know, feel free to drop it down in the comment section. But it definitely looks like after that they wheel this gigantic cart up over this Blackhawk to start moving some of that stuff in. So they're just offloading this garbage, whatever that is. I don't know if that's CS. I have no idea what it is that they've got inside of those cans. But then here it looks like when they wheel this cart up, potentially that this could be what they're talking about as far as the ammo goes, of them actually like digging in for the long run to make sure that this actually takes place. So we do have confirmation, according to, who was it, Hollywood Marine, that 27 Marines have been activated and are staged nearby LA at an undisclosed location. We do have a National Guard unit that's been confirmed by Northern Command that is on the ground, that has been activated over inside of LA. And in addition to that, we have federal agents of Customs and Border Patrol. I've seen FBI on the street. I've seen all sorts of people that are out there actually taking part in trying to like quell this madness that's going on over there right now. So here is your press release from Northern Command. They said U.S. Northcom regarding protection of federal property and personnel in L.A. Approximately 2,000 California Guard soldiers have been placed under Title 10 status. So 2,000 have been placed under Title 10 status to go and guard federal property. They are not supposed to be going out to like clear the streets or doing any of that crap. They're simply there to protect federal property. Lavelle says, look up black homes burned by Mexican gangs in LA. I'm sure there's a ton of them. I'm sure there is. And again, this is all crap that LA has actually invited in. I mean, let's be honest about it. It's all garbage that LA has invited in. This is another release from Northern Command that shows the National Guard troops that have arrived on the ground here. It looks like leadership is giving them a briefing about all of the different things that they're going to go over and take care of. And that National Guard unit happens to be the 79th Infantry Brigade Combat Team. So that's the one for you. Now, we all heard about, like, I don't know, maybe you have, maybe you haven't seen it yet. They should be coming up here in just a minute. but the electric cars that have been getting set on fire over in LA. Well, I figured out how those suckers are being started, and I've got more videos of them coming up. Wouldn't you know it? Let me blow this up big on the screen, and you can make it out right here. These jack wagons are actually using American flags to start some of these cars on fire. I'll say that again. They are setting the cars on fire using American flags. Really good people. Annie says, Albuquerque was a great city when I was a kid. Since it became a sanctuary city for criminals, it's become the 20th most dangerous city in the world. Look it up. That one surprised me either. Sanctuary cities are doing nothing to help out like the American population. It's quite the opposite, in Matt's opinion. I think they just do worse. Who is it that said I was spreading propaganda in the comment section? You think this is spreading propaganda? Or do you think this is just simply showing you what's happening inside of LA and giving you the actual legal verbiage behind a ton of things? If you think this is spreading propaganda, you're right. I am. I'm spreading the propaganda of the left, and I am just downplaying it like a mofo and just letting you guys know how violent these things actually are. Hoyt says, I'm late. What caused these riots and why the big response? There's been many riots over the years. Also, this doesn't seem like it was worse than people storming the Capitol. Oh, brother, this is 10 times worse than people storming the Capitol. 10 times worse than people storming the Capitol. Nobody was burning the Capitol down. There was some violence that took place out of it. I did a really deep dive into the January 6th insurrection and what actually took place on the ground. There was violent people that were out there, but there wasn't exactly people firebombing cars outside of it. There wasn't people lighting explosive devices and chucking them at federal law enforcement officers. And to answer your question, why all of this is happening, it's because federal agents were going into LA and arresting illegal aliens. And it's a sanctuary city. And they're a little bit pissed off that the feds are enforcing federal law in their town. Sorry if that bothers you. That fat bastard climbing up on top of there, man, he's not going to be hard to find. That I promise you, there's no mistaking that guy with his freaking naked lady tattoo on his thigh. All right, so, yep, here, let's give a listen to the National Guard over inside of LA.
Good morning. Yeah, we've already seen a large growing National Guard presence here in downtown LA. If you take a look behind me here, you can see troops are stationed along Alameda Street as another protest is expected to take place later today near City Hall. This follows President Trump's deployment of two.
When I end up showing a female, you freaking guys are just like, oh my God, that chick was so hot. Like, do you guys not have access to the internet? Is that like a thing? Yeah. So National Guard, that's what they're over there doing. That's what they're taking care of. Now, these next couple of videos that I have coming up, let's see, is going to be the federal officers alongside the National Guard coming out swinging from the federal building that is creating a buffer space. Tiller says, my comment was delayed before the firework. Still, legal and right are different, but LA has the crazies. I agree. Long live Matt Nanner Gang. Appreciate you, brother. That right there, that fat chick being thrown down, that needs to happen more often. Like, physical violence is okay. Like, half the problem with these people is they haven't been punched in the face. More of them need to start getting hit in the face so that they can get this thing under control. When you're faced with a violent crowd like that, you must use violence in order to get it back. I love that portion of that video so much. Let's just see that again. Hell yeah. Get out of here, Chunky. By the way, also a valid reason to use force when people are disobeying lawful orders. Just because they don't listen to you verbally doesn't mean that they get away with doing everything else. And this is why it's so important for the cops to be able to come in and use force when it's appropriate. And you're about to see why. James O'Rourke. Jimmy! Coming in giving out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Tristan Allen says, all the wannabe press. Right. Everybody is press these days, right? Present company included. Now, if you're wondering why there's such a huge row of cars that are on fire, it's because they ended up basically calling for these rental cars to come in to be picked up there, and then they just started burning them as they were coming in. These are your, like, driverless vehicles or whatever. I'm trying to remember the name of the dang thing, why all that's going on, but they ended up burning a shit ton of them. Look at this. And for those that don't think it's because of ICE, take a look at the vehicle and what it says right there. It says F ICE. And you're about to see a heck of a lot more stuff being painted on the buildings that's going to, like, go back to that. Was that Mike Brown? Yeah, Mike Brown coming in and gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Greatly appreciate you, brother. Oh, wait a minute. What's that window say? I'm trying to read it very clearly. That spray paint on the window right there. Yeah, that's, that also says F ICE. So anybody that's telling you that this isn't because of the immigration or that they're just upset with Trump, whatever it may be, it's all garbage. They're doing this stuff because federal law enforcement officers are enforcing federal law over inside of California, specifically inside of LA, that stupid ass sanctuary city. And those freaking cars were on fire for so long. Look at this. They literally melted to the ground. Those things were burning so long, they literally melted to the ground. I don't know if that is going to cause permanent damage there, if they're going to need to repave that street. But look at also all of these other nut jobs that are over here in the background, all the way around, of all of these people that are just out there. This is LA. This is LA. And this is why I'm a fan that leave the National Guard to protect the federal buildings. Let them protect ICE, if so called. Or other than that, these people want to burn down their own city. Screw it. Let them. If the LAPD isn't going to do anything about it, that's it. Sounds like a personal problem. Doesn't sound like my federal dollars. If LA doesn't want this crap going on, maybe vote differently. Maybe take care of that. Beardy McManface. Becoming a Speak the Truth member, Beardy McManface. Sounds like you're in the right company here to be able to come into this. Now, remember how I told you that the National Guard was over outside of the federal facilities and that they were backing up the officers at the federal facilities? James O'Rourke says, that's not very green of them. No, it's not. Thank you for pointing that out. That wasn't very green of them. Now, before I roll this video, I want you to take a look at the pillars to the left and to the right, because the way this video ends up sorting out is people with their hands in the air as if they're not doing anything wrong. However, the graffiti that's painted on that building tells a completely different story. Casey Smith coming in, gifting out another Speak the Truth membership. Thank you, Casey. So let's look at this pillar over here on the right. It says 187 a cop. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with that phrase, it means kill a cop, murder one. So you have people that are outside spray painting a building demanding that people murder cops. Great. What about this other side? There's an arrow pointing to the inside that just says biatches. All right. Only they use the other term. I guess it doesn't matter. It just says bitches. That's what's pointed in there. And then you have ACAB, or all cops are bad. So kill all cops are bad, they're all a bunch of bitches. And then you have these people that are standing outside of this freaking facility and just wait for it, wait for it, wait for it.
They're coming out.
That is probably the coolest video that I've seen so far. And wouldn't you know it, I happen to have some overhead video of the exact same moment in time. But we got to watch this one more time. Don Reed gifted out a Speak the Truth membership. Thank you, Donnie.
Oh, they're coming out.
Fuck you!
That freaking round went right towards that cameraman. That was freaking awesome. I love that. I freaking love it. This GTA 6 marking is next level. Yeah, dude, they went to town on this place. Let's go ahead and go to the overhead of that very particular moment in time so you can actually see what those cops were dealing with. Walter, P99, coming to the five. He says, thanks to you for all the work you put in. Appreciate you,
so this
brother.
This looks like this is a separate situation or separate location. And look at this. Look at this. Look, they're shaking. Look. See what I'm saying? Look, oh my goodness. Look at this. Yo, they're coming out crazy. This is live. Whoa, look at this. Oh, they just dispersed the crowd quickly. Whoa, look at this. This is crazy. Oh my goodness. I saw this pop up on another feed. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening here? They were all like going towards this garage. And look. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's because they're vandalizing federal property and federal law enforcement is doing their job. Fox McCloud, again, not going to lie, those cops look like they are having fun. Yeah, no kidding. To just be able to randomly open up on paintballs like that with everybody that's standing around. Now, let's hear what this local news reporter from ABC7 has to say.
Demonstrations have been going on right outside the federal detention center. Most of those demonstrators were very peaceful. They were chanting, they were shouting. People were driving by honking their horns. And again, they were expressing their anger about the detention of so many immigrants at the federal center.
Oh, they were all peaceful. I guess that's why they were calling for the murdering of the cops. You know, this is the problem with mainstream media right here. This one. Federal detention center where they're demanding that cops get murdered. Mostly peaceful.
Most of the evening, the federal agents stayed inside the building, but at a certain point, some of the demonstrators got very close to the property. In fact, some of them went onto the property, started tagging the building, started banging on fences.
Oh, they were tagging the building. They went onto the property, so they began to trespass. And what did they tag on that building, ma'am? Did they tag murder cops? Pretty sure they did.
And shortly after all that happened, the agents started firing off tear gas, and then they came out. Demonstrations had been
absolutely ridiculous. And this is why people are done watching mainstream media. That's why it's all going to end. Now, let's see what happens, because the FBI and ICE were rolling in earlier today, and it turned out pretty dang good, in my opinion. Here you finally have federal agents that stopped giving a shit and actually started enforcing the law.
Police are now pepper spraying and throwing stuff out here in the streets. They're blocking ICE, blocking the FBI from coming through.
That's not ICE. That's the FBI. You can clearly read it. Yeah, arrest them. Arrest them. I got a feeling that they're on their way to go do something better, though. Like, there's probably a more immediate need for it. But notice how these people that are standing on the street, there's nothing being burnt down. There's nothing going crazy. But the moment law enforcement drives past them, all of a sudden it turns to violence. I'll say that again. They are being violent towards law enforcement officials. For anybody that tells you they're not, they're lying to you. This video within itself is great evidence of that, where you have people that are standing on the side of the street until federal law enforcement officers come by, and then they decide to start chucking shit at them and start throwing things at the vehicle, ultimately resulting in them getting pepper sprayed.
These are not pepper spraying. They're throwing stuff out here in the streets. They're blocking ICE, blocking the FBI from coming through.
Yep. Nonviolent, ladies and gentlemen, nonviolent. Now, here's another good one of actual federal law enforcement agents actually doing their job. This one, when they came out, this kind of reminds me of the other video where they came out of the detention facility, just kind of like blazing on everybody. But I want you to look at the amount of crap that's in the street right here when this video opens up. Look at the amount of garbage that's scattered on the ground over here in the street. Look at the amount of people that are already running away as those law enforcement officers are coming. So this was not the beginning of this video. Sheila Radler, become a true supporter. Good to have you on board. All right, Incog Faraday came in, gives out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. I saw somebody else that said, I want martial law. This is what I voted for. Listen, I voted for laws to be enforced myself. I'm tired of them being broken. I, however, don't give 2 shits about the people of LA and if they want to rip their own dang city apart. If you want to live in a freaking cesspool like that, I don't care. It is the responsibility of the LAPD to take care of it. That's what they need to do. They need to take care of their own problems. And if their government representatives didn't come out spewing the type of garbage that we heard in the beginning of this video, they wouldn't be on the streets doing the type of crap that they are now. But they're emboldened by their politicians. By the way, this video is from last night, the same time that the news was calling them mostly peaceful protests. As far as I'm concerned, if LA, the mayor, if Maxine Waters or whatever the hell her name is, wants to whine and complain and say that these guys are being peaceful, great. This is what you pass for peaceful in your city, fine. But get the hell out of the way of federal officers when they come to do their job. That's why these people are rioting. That's why they're protesting, because ICE agents are going around and arresting people. Now, remember all of those motorcycles that were rallying in the street when the federal officers were down at the other end not that long ago? Now, what do you think that they're using those motorcycles for? Anybody? Oh, shit. Did you guys see that? That dude just got clotheslined as he drove through. The motorcycles, this is what they're doing with them. Michael Wiley coming in with 10 says, patriotic Americans, appreciate your broadcast. That reveals the truth. Did y'all see that? That dude just got clotheslined. Wait for it. This bike that cuts like right up across his screen right there, that freaking cop clotheslined him. Now, this is actually the LAPD. I'm not 100% sure what it is that they're protecting. Could be the LAPD station. That's kind of what it looks like. But yeah. Wait for it. Watch this guy on the bike. Boom. Ha. Fascist. You guys take a look at what's written on the wall over here behind these law enforcement officers. Maybe it passed you, maybe it didn't. You got FLAPD, you have Nazi equals Trump, you have F Trump, you have all that other crap. Again, anybody that's trying to tell you that these riots are not taking place because ICE is doing their job is lying to you. And these aren't like, these are not protests, make no mistake about it. These are violent riots. Let's go over, take a look, and see what the 101 looked like before the state patrol moved in.
Several different locations here today. So as we await word from the mayor, we are watching the California Highway Patrol slowly push the several different locations here today.
That's the 101. I saw a video earlier of when they actually ended up arriving, and I can't remember if I put it in the stack or not because I pulled so much stuff up. But they had literally shut down both sides of the highway. And even on the overpasses going over, they were just wrapped with people. I mean, just absolutely covered with people all the way around. Tom Bones, what's messed up is that everybody that got arrested will be out of jail by morning. You're probably right. You're probably right because they have so many to be processing. They're probably going to FTA on whatever ticket it was that they were given, and they're not going to come back. Here's another great video.
Out to CNN's Kyung Law, who has been standing by all day. Kyung, a lot has happened since we've been talking to you. Where are you now? What is the status where you are?
Well, there are multiple protests now, or at least we should call them incursions between the people.
Oh, and let's look over her shoulder at the back of that building if you guys were unable to read it. F-ICE, F-LAPD. They're pissed because people are being arrested for breaking the dang law.
People who've been demonstrating here, people who've joined in, and law enforcement. We are near where all of this began. And what you're seeing here is a line of a mix of, though predominantly, federal agents, Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Patrol, as well as the National Guard that brought out some of these protesters. But you can see they've created quite some space between them and then these protesters. That violence that you were referring to, Jess, you can see that there's a car burning in the background. And while they've made a semicircle here on the street, you can see that the Waymo over there has been...
Oh, that's right. Waymo. Those are the ones. And again, what's written on that vehicle? F-ICE. Imagine that.
Vandalize. And we understand that some cars over there may also be Waymos that have been set on fire. So this is a part of the night that law enforcement really worries about, because when I look at some of these protesters, they are not resembling the people who were here when all of this began earlier this morning in Los Angeles. This crowd is different. And so now you have a problem for law enforcement trying to contain these people, whoever they may be, some of them who may have some legitimate concerns, but then also other people who are mixed.
What legitimate concern? What legitimate concern that ICE is arresting illegal aliens and deporting them out of the country? That's not a legitimate concern.
So that is where we are in the evening right now. But again, we are very close to where this all began. And these federal agents now are just standing here with some space between them and these protesters.
And again, thank you, Kyung. We're looking live at some of these Waymos that are on fire at the moment. And as Kyung noted, this has taken a turn since she's been out there over the last several hours when she saw a different type of protester that was there in a more peaceful way. A lot of people, things have turned far more destructive and violent. I do want to bring in CNN chief law enforcement and
it's illegal. They're being violent. God, man. Why do you even try to sugarcoat this shit? Like, seriously. Let's go back to the 101. Now, this is the video of the 101 that I was telling you guys about. Look up over there on the overpass, not just the one that's right in front, but also that one that's extended over behind it. And that will give you the extent of how many flipping people were down there. This is right after the law enforcement officers have moved in and started pushing everybody back. And you can see where the crowd has been dispersed to, and you can see law enforcement moving in. Big, bad, tough guys when they're in this massive crowd, and only a few of them have the cojones to actually step forward. So what it actually looks like is at least California State Police are doing their job and like arresting a few of these people and getting them off the street. This thing is long from over, ladies and gentlemen, long from over. The actual extent of this and how many people are out there right now, I couldn't tell you. You're tens of thousands of people, I would assume, have taken to the streets over inside of L.A. So this is going to be a very long process. This is going to be like that BLM type crap where this is going to be going on for a very long period of time. I don't think the federal agents give two craps about the actual streets of LA. I think they're going to take their sweet time and they're going to continue to do their job. They're going to protect their facilities. Theron Nett, greetings, Matt. Did I miss you talking about the Mexican president talking about the mobilization against the United States? No, you didn't. I'll touch on all that stuff tomorrow. James wants to know if those were rocks being thrown. Yeah, absolutely. And not just rocks, actually. I saw a video yesterday of a protester that was like sitting on the curb or rider, and he was busting apart the sidewalk and basically chucking out chunks of rocks for people to continue to throw at like law enforcement officers. So they're just out there like breaking up rocks and throwing them all out there. Sir Jose O says, be biased, Matt. I am biased. I am biased against all of the people that are out there committing this violence. I'm biased against the people that are destroying businesses. I'm biased against the people that are firebombing cars. I'm biased against the people that are burning businesses down because they're upset that federal law enforcement officers are actually doing their job. If that bothers you, then maybe you ought to go pick up a rock and go try your luck at getting arrested. Otherwise, vote. But I promise you, this isn't going to turn out the way that everybody thinks it is. This whole thing is going to get cracked down on. It's not going to last. They're going to get after it. And LA is a shithole as far as I'm concerned. I could care less about it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me for another broadcast. Going over the LA Riots. I'm going to be live tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Probably end up cutting you guys another video midday. Keep you guys up to par with everything that's going on. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless, ladies and gentlemen.